This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
I'm Natasha Del Toro, the host of Verified, and I'm here to give you a heads up on some major developments on Dino Maglio's case. So if you haven't heard the whole series yet, I want to warn you, there are some spoilers ahead. Now, if you remember, at the end of our series, Dino Maglio had been convicted of serial rape and sentenced to 12 years and 8 months behind bars. He filed an appeal against the decision and was living with his mother in the south of Italy, basically waiting for his new court date. I'm here again with Cecilia and Giulio, and there's been some pretty big news since the release of Verified. A lot of people have been wondering what's been going on with Dino Maglio. So what do you guys know?
Hi, everybody. So, yes, there's been quite a few updates. We have received a document from the Appeal Court of Venice where it says that the first hearing for the appeal is set for the 20th of July this year. It was supposed to be earlier, but because of the lockdown measures for COVID-19, it was moved a bit later. This document was received by Kate's lawyer, Cattaneo. And there we can see that Dino Maglio receives this order to be present in the hearing, and he receives this letter at the jail of Lecce, like in prison. And we were like, what's going on? This looks like he's in prison. So we Googled. Actually, he had been arrested on the 6th of May, on a Wednesday. Maglio had been allegedly abusing his parents, like doing domestic violence against them, for over a year. But at one point, his mother had like a sort of final fight with him over an issue that concerned the fact that he had been seeing a girl, like he had a girlfriend, and wanted to spend time with her even during the start of lockdown for COVID-19. So there was this sort of discussion between the mother and the son, and she got scared. The local reporter says she even had to leave the house, or she had to lock herself in a different occasion. So at that point, she decided to denounce, went to the Carabinieri of Sorbo, who arrested him and brought him to jail in Lecce.
Right. Wow. There's a lot there to unpack. So you're telling me that in May, he was arrested again. He went back to jail. And this time it was his mother who had called the police to report him because of domestic violence. And you're also telling me that he has a girlfriend. So he goes back to jail. And what happens then, Giulio?
Basically, he'd spent in jail just 10 days and his lawyer got him out again. And the reason why he got him out, the main factor that allowed him to go out of jail again is that this new girlfriend allowed him to stay at her place. So basically, we're back to the same situation where we were before. He still has a kind of obbligo di dimora, so he's forced to live now at the house of this new girlfriend. But surely he gives his lawyer a lot of work. I mean, there's always something going on with him.
This is wild. So his mom puts him back in jail. He's there for 10 days. And then he goes to stay at his girlfriend's house. They let him to go stay at his girlfriend's house. Now, this is a guy who's been convicted of serial rape. Who is this new girlfriend? What do we know about this new girlfriend that he has?
The only adjective that's been attached to her, let's say, in the local reporting is that she is super young. Giovanissima, they say.
That that's all we can release on this feed for now. But you can hear the rest of this conversation with all the details about Dino Maglio's case only on Stitcher Premium. The show will drop on Monday, June 15th. We have two more update episodes already posted to Verified on Stitcher Premium that you have to hear. Just go to stitcherpremium.com or the Premium tab in your Stitcher app and sign up with the promo code VERIFIED to get a free month of premium listening. Premium subscribers get an ad-free experience in Stitcher, access to our exclusive Verified updates right now. And I want to thank you in advance because your premium subscription plays a key part in sustaining and continuing our reporting. That's stitcherpremium.com, promo code VERIFIED. That's all for now, but if something happens in Dino Maglio's case, we'll be watching. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. I'm Natasha Del Toro, and this is Verified.